Every year prior to the draft, you find out names that are moving up the charts or moving down according to the draft nicks. We don't know actually what happens in NFL draft rooms, but as we focus in here on the draft and look at some names, we bring in Tony Pauline from our draftinsider.net, one of our insiders here on the NFL draft. And Tony, fascinating to see how some of these names that we talked about way back when in February, Teddy Bridgewater, Louisville quarterback, for example, some thought he might be the first pick in the draft. And now people are talking about him like he's going to be a second-round selection. What in the world is going on? How much volatility is there in the market right now?
Not as much as the media likes to predict out there. I think what happens is, after the Super Bowl's over, you get media people, reporters who concentrated on the NFL season since August, actually since July when camp started, and then they shift their focus to the NFL draft, and they're not really all that well acquainted with the players, and they take bits and pieces of what people are telling them, and they run with it. So I think it's more times than not, there's a little bit of truth to it, but it's not fully completely true, as what you just mentioned with Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, let's talk about these quarterbacks. Not too long ago, and I'm not sure the Eagles are really in the market for a quarterback with Nick Foles, who had a great season last year, and Mark Sanchez added, and of course Matt Barkley, a fourth-round draft pick last year. But not too long ago, this draft class was being talked about in historic proportions, almost as far as the quality at quarterback. Now, the way I read all these mocks at 22. If the Eagles get lucky, Johnny Football's still there, or Teddy Bridgewater is still there. If they wanted to, they could get one of these big-name quarterbacks. How good is the draft class at that position?
It's solid. It really hasn't changed all that much. Let's go back to a little bit more than a year ago. I mean, a little bit more than a year ago, people were projecting Mike Glennon of North Carolina State to be a top-10 pick. Tyler Wilson, and Glennon ended up as a late second-round pick. Tyler Wilson of Arkansas to be a top-10 pick. He was in the last day of the draft. So I think what happens is, I go back to my first comment about people making mocks who really concentrate on the NFL for 8 months a year, not really well acquainted with the quarterbacks, and it's such a position of need, they think that teams are going to reach on them. Teams will usually reach, but I think with Bridgewater and Manziel, they were rated too high to begin with, especially Manziel, and now they're starting to seek their level as these reporters and media people find out what's going on inside of war rooms.
All right, Tony, tell me, in these next 2 weeks, what names do you think might kind of elevate up the list in draft rooms, and then what names might bump down the list?
Let's go start off with the receiver position, Mike Evans of Texas A&M. I mean, here's a guy who, as I've said in the past, has made Johnny Manziel a much better quarterback, really helped Johnny Manziel. He's a big, tall receiver, just under 6 foot six. He's got terrific size. He gets up. He fights for the ball. He's got reliable hands. Only a redshirt sophomore. He's got great upside potential. Needs some work on his route running. He's not the fastest guy, but when people see that sort of game-impacting or game-controlling receiver in the day and age of 6'1", 6'2", cornerbacks, he's going to rise, and he should. Another guy to remember, a name to remember, is Weston Richburg of Colorado State. Not a very deep center class, although there are teams that need centers. And the word is if you want to get one, you better grab them early, and Richburg is the guy. Weston Richburg could be a surprise first-round pick on May 8th. Solid player, a bit Nick Mangold-like, if you will. Smart, intelligent, uses all his assets to a maximum, plays fundamentally sound football. Not a dominant guy, but a guy that consistently gets the job done. Another offensive lineman, Zach Martin out of Notre Dame. He's been rising up draft boards for the longest time. People see him. He's not as good as, say, Jake Matthews at the left tackle position, but they think he's more well-rounded. He's more versatile. He can play left tackle. He can play both guard spots. There are some people, not including myself, who feel he can be a right tackle at the next level. It's just, again, his fundamentals, the way he approaches the game, his mental approach to the game, understands the position, plus the versatility. Here's a name if you're looking for an interior lineman that Eagle fans should should remember. I apologize. Kevin Pamphile out of Purdue. A couple years ago, they had some success with a guy by the name of Dennis Kelly. Pamphile's a bit more athletic than Dennis Kelly. He played left tackle in that wide-open Purdue system. He runs well. He's got good footwork and pass protection. 6'5", 305 pounds, ran a 5-1-1 during pro day. Really someone who, for whatever reason, has fallen under the radar screen, did not get a combine invite, was not invited to any of the postseason All-Star games. But if you're in those middle rounds of the last day of the draft, Pamphile's a name that has moved up and would be a surprise pick to a lot of people.
Tony, last one for you here today. For fun, why not? Give me your prediction how the quarterbacks will come off the board May 8th and 9th.
Well, I'm going to remain true to where I've been since January. I've always had Blake Bortles of Central Florida as my number one rated quarterback. I think he's going to be the first signal caller selected. I think he's got great upside. He's got better physical skills than any of the top quarterbacks. He's also done a great job between the ears running that Central Florida system, and they've gone in and beat teams like Penn State in Penn State. They beat Baylor in the bowl game. Bortles is my number one guy. I like Teddy Bridgewater as my number two quarterback. He struggled in the offseason, didn't throw at the combine. He's had some terrible individual workouts, but he still has a lot of skill. You don't throw away 2 years of great film off of a few bad weeks of workouts. I like Derek Carr as my number three quarterback. I think Carr's got all the physical skills that you want in an NFL game and an NFL signal call. It's just a matter of can he withstand the pressure. My number four signal caller is Johnny Manziel, an exciting college quarterback who I don't think really projects all that well to the next level.
Well, Tony Pauline, I would be very surprised if the Eagles make one of those players, call one of those players' names May 8th or 9th or any quarterback at all. I just think this team, would you agree with that, that with Foles, with Sanchez, with Barkley, no need really to go to a quarterback?
And with a limited number of picks, there's absolutely no need at all.
All right, Tony Pauline, DraftInsider.net. Once again, thank you so much for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And that is Tony Pauline. We will wrap things up with him this week as we get into who will the Eagles take. We'll have that for you tomorrow on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as Eagles Draft Live wraps up the week on Thursday.